is hour number three of Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey. You pick out the stems and seeds at 2:45 with an MLB playoff update. A couple of teams on the brink. At 2:30, why does October 21st matter? A birthday that requires us to admit shameful crushes? Or for me, a group of Armenians that I don't openly root for. And in mere minutes, we make our supreme lending picks. We need to pick up the slack once again. I'm Trey Elling. Isaiah Collier is behind the glass, and sitting across from me is Chad Hastings.
We really only had one week where we weren't the joke, didn't we?
There were a couple weeks. We had a couple 4-1 weeks, 1-3-2 week.
Oh my God. Last week we were 2-3, and it did not look good. Yes, coming up at 2:30, I will admit something that I think everybody has. We'll see if the rest of you are willing to admit one of those kind of embarrassing crushes. That's coming up, but a lot of stuff on the board today. Texas football off week, getting ready for Baylor next week. Those two teams are off. Everybody else in the Big 12 plays. In fact, we will pick four of those teams coming up here in our picks. You got a big night tonight. If you love Major League Baseball, it's the Braves trying to get to the World Series. Dodgers trying to stop it. By the way, that Justin Turner injury sucked last night. Now, I'm rooting for the Braves in the series, but watching him pop that hammy going down first baseline was awful. That was a bad scene.
I feel like guys with burly beards are more likely to pop a hamstring running 60 feet.
You're saying the beard
or
makes
90 feet.
The beard makes you believe that they don't stretch their muscles properly?
Probably something like that. They're not as big into the mobility stuff before the sport gets going.
How dare you? You think bearded like lumberjacks and dudes like that, they're not in good shape?
How often do you see a lumberjack run as hard as he can for 90 feet?
Depends on where you go watch lumberjacks.
Now,
I go to lumberjack sprints all the time.
The log rolling is maybe a version of that, but that's log rolling.
That's a whole nother world.
It's more of a lumberjack thing. Lumberjacks don't run straight lines.
I need to go
run logs.
I need to go find a live lumberjack show sometime because I would watch that.
What would you go to first, a dogfighting show, a cockfighting show, or a lumberjack show?
Oh, the lumberjack show.
Okay.
Because I know everybody's agreeing on it, and nobody's going to die. No creatures dying.
I'd go cockfight.
No, I wouldn't
do the dogfight thing, of course, but I would do a cockfight.
I like how that's where you draw the line. You made that one obvious, and then you went, I'd go to the cockfight.
It's roosters.
I'll be there.
It is roosters. Loud, annoying roosters. Hey, we're not talking about cute, cuddly puppy dogs here.
If I had to pick one of those two, I would do the same thing. But on a cruise one time, we almost were able to see one. They had it as like an excursion thing, but it didn't work time-wise. But they had this thing in Alaska where you could go watch the, you know, chainsaws and axes and all that stuff. I'm fascinated by that. When they take the motorcycle engines and put them on chainsaws and make them like souped up monster chainsaws, there's just something cool about that to me. I don't know what it is. All right, so we've got our Supreme picks. If you don't know how this works, the team at Supreme Lending, shout out to John McClellan and Supreme Lending, they've got a team. The Chris Waters Realty team, they've got a team. The Coke FM crew, our sister station down the hall, they've got a team, and we are a team here at The Horn. Our show represents one part of it. Bucky and Aaron make their picks. Rod and Kevin make their picks. And Craig and Jeff with Light the Tower make their picks as well. And Isaiah Collier helps out in multiple ways, because since he's producing for us now Thursdays and Fridays, he comes in to try to help us seem like we know what we're doing. Isaiah, do you feel like we've been a little better with your help? Counseling?
A lot like the Texas football team, been a little inconsistent.
True.
It is a tough slate of games this week, too, by the way. I'm expecting us to go 1-4, 0-5, although Tom McKay is saying that he's going to help us out. So my pick this week is going to be what Tom tells me is going to win.
Okay, well, let's start then with this Oklahoma State-Iowa State game. It is in Ames. Iowa State is actually favored by 7 points here, gentlemen.
A touchdown favorite.
God, this feels like a game Mike Gundy loses. It just feels like a game he's supposed to lose. I do not know what to do with this thing. I don't know that at this point, I trust Oklahoma State more than I trust Iowa State. Like, where's the logic here? Isaiah, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go with Oklahoma State.
All right.
7, that's a lot.
You're leaning Cowboys. This is just straight winners, though.
Oh, straight winners?
This is just winners.
Just straight winners.
Trey, what are you thinking?
Oklahoma State.
You're thinking Oklahoma State?
Let's roll with the Pokes.
Is that Tom McKay's pick, too?
Yep.
Oklahoma State? You okay with it, Isaiah?
Yeah, it's
fine. He's good with it.
All right, let's go. Look at Trey speaking for Isaiah. Hey, Isaiah's fine with it. He's good. Tom McKay?
I hear the doubt in his voice. I knew he was easily swayed there.
All right, this I see listed as just a straight pick 'em. So in Lubbock, God, you got to love football for this one. K-State at Texas Tech.
Whoa.
It's in Lubbock, I know, but as far as my trust factor, I'm leaning K-State. I know it's the road team. I don't know who to believe in. Trey, what do you think?
Texas Tech. You like got to go with the home team here.
Isaiah?
Is my guy Columbo still starting?
Yeah, he is.
Yo, just because of the hair, man, I got to go with Tech.
That dude makes plays, too.
He looks like Dazed and Confused.
He does. Right, he looks like straight out of the 1970s.
All right, we'll go with Tech there. Now, see if Tom McKay can help us here, because I do not know what to think about Clemson and Pitt. Since Clemson slipped against Georgia and then others, I've stopped watching them, and I have not watched this Pitt team play a down.
No.
Not one. Anybody? Anybody got anything? What does Tom McKay say?
He says Clemson, so that's what I'm going with.
Isaiah?
Yeah, Dan Marino's not taking any snaps for Pitt. I'm going with Clemson.
You like Clemson? Marino's not walking through those doors, folks.
You like Clemson? Yeah. Clemson on the road? All right. Yeah. We'll go that way. All right, the two pro games are the ones you'd want to pick this week. Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Kansas City, Tennessee. Let's start with Baltimore at home against the Bengals. Man, straight winner. I got to keep trusting Lamar.
This is the week that the Cincinnati Bengals officially put themselves on the NFL map for the 2021 season. The Bengals win it outright.
Wow. Is that what Tom McKay is telling you?
Yes.
Cincinnati?
Yes.
Isaiah, what do you think?
I got to go Baltimore.
Yeah, me too. So now what do we do now? Are we considering Tom McKay a part of this or not?
No. My vote is what Tom says.
Your vote is what Tom says. Okay, yeah, we're going Baltimore. Well, Isaiah and I'll be willing to be wrong there. How about Kansas City at Tennessee? This is a tough one to me too. Kansas City as a 500 team at Tennessee that just looked good on a Monday night. We're all being drawn towards the Titans pick because of what Derrick Henry just did.
Kansas City has one of the worst rush defenses in football.
Exactly. They can't tackle anybody, but much less Derrick Henry.
Tennessee is extremely injured in the back end right now on defense.
What do you and Tom McKay say?
We're going Chiefs here.
Going Chiefs. Isaiah?
I like Chiefs, too. I feel like they're going to go on a crazy run for some reason.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
Like this five happens.
Five-game winning streak.
I could understand that argument, even if I was I'm either outvoted or it's unanimous. So we'll go Chiefs.
This always happens with the Chiefs over these last few years where they suffer a loss or two, and you're like, uh-oh, Kansas City's back down to earth, and then like a rocket, they take off and don't really look back.
There you have it.
It starts here.
The Supreme Picks. We'll see if we can go better than 2-3. You can always go to hornfm.com to check the standings. Also, check out Supreme Lending and Chris Waters Realty. They may be able to help you out with some stuff as well. Tomorrow, we will get around to our Coors Light six-pack picks where Isaiah is still sitting on top of the mountain thinking about two Mohawks for us. Trey and
we stayed tied after last week, too.
Everybody got four wins last week, so Isaiah stays one up on me, and I think four or five up on Trey. I can't remember which one it is. And actually, I have it right here. Why can't I say I can't remember? It's right in front of me. He's five up on you and one up on me.
Five?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
He's got 16 wins, and you have 11. I have 15 wins. I'm right there.
Well, I really set myself back 2 weeks ago.
Nipping at his heels. Nipping at the Achilles, baby. We're trying to make a run. Thank God. All I know is I'm just glad I went with Baltimore and Arizona in the pros. Otherwise, I would have been buried last week. We all were either going to get or miss the Cowboys. We all took the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. We all ended up right in the end. That late cover there for the Cowboys. So we'll see what we do tomorrow with the six games.
I feel like we need to have backup games for any matchup where we all pick the same thing. Because what's the point of having that game on the slate?
Well, you really do like to change the rules mid-process, don't you?
Just trying to keep it interesting. I've already accepted that I'm going to be one of the people that has to cut my hair into a mohawk. I'm just trying to make sure you're the other.
You've got a plan in mind. That's what it is. I can see what you're doing. All right. Well, we will think about that. We'll think about your rule for tomorrow if we all end up on the same game. Or do we just have maybe we'll do a random rule. What about we have a rule that like a coin has to be flipped and one of us has to go the other way? One of us just gets thrown to the other team automatically.
No. Coin flip. I feel like we need to have backup games. Oh, we all picked the same one here? All right, time for one of the backup games.
Okay, what if we all picked the same thing on the backup?
Well, that's why we have like three or four backup games.
Oh, good Lord. Here we go. It feels like it's going to take a long
time. All right. Keep it as is.
I do like the rule changes throughout, though. What if the loser has to eat lots of broccoli? All right, Trey, just calm down.
We all pick the same game. I just gain a game on both of you.
It's a good try. I like that try. That's very good. There are our picks. It is a weird week of both college and pro football. First off, let's bid a fond farewell to the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers after last night. And if you didn't know there was Wednesday night football on, of course you didn't.
What in the world?
They lost. Wednesday night.
Did they not play Saturday and they don't play for another week and a half, too?
I don't know the exact schedule. Those conferences, you don't get to choose. They don't care about those conferences. They don't care about safety. They'll play you whenever. Maybe they played last Wednesday. Who knows?
I know I say a lot of unpopular things on this radio station. This may be one of the least popular things I ever say. We don't need football every night a week during the season.
Yeah.
We don't need football on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
I agree.
While the Major League Baseball playoffs are going on,
I know.
We have the start of the NBA season, we just don't need football on a random Wednesday night.
Until I saw the highlights, I had no clue it was happening. But Appalachian State won it at home. Remember when Appalachian State upset Michigan in 07?
Yeah.
This is the first time they've beaten a ranked team since then.
That's surprising because they've been decent.
That's why I was surprised too. They fought with some people. I just don't think they beat any of them. Mm. So they took Coastal out. So they've got one loss. They were up to 14 in the country. They're out of the discussion. Shout out to you SMU fans. You're hosting Tulane tonight. That's ESPN 630 if you want to check those folks out. And then, Trey, for the weekend, it really is, by definition, a handle-your-business kind of weekend. No ranked matchups all through the weekend. Some that should be. USC Notre Dame should be, but it's not. Clemson and Pitt's the ranked team. That should be a ranked matchup. Mm-hmm. If Pitt's ranked, then Clemson needs to be, but they aren't. So you just got a lot of that stuff where, let's see if everybody can hold serve. Cincinnati's at Navy. Oklahoma's at Kansas. They're going to step on them. Northwestern plays Michigan. Can Michigan set themselves up for Michigan State next week and bigger games to come? So it'll just be all of those kind of – Penn State hosts Illinois if they're sleepy and not paying attention at 11 a.m.
Yeah, after Brett Bielema bagged on his entire roster, you see these comments?
No.
Or Brett Bielema just ripped. Gosh, let me go to the comments really quickly here.
I'll be shocked if Brett Bielema said something meatheadish.
I know, shocking.
That's just never a possibility.
So Brett Bielema, I think it was at the start of this week, made some comments about the current state of the Illinois football program. He basically said he doesn't have the players to contend to consistently win games in the Big Ten right now. He's like, this roster's just not very good. We don't have players that can compete.
Mm.
Some would argue that you don't have good enough head coaching to compete either, Brett. But he's doubled down on that now. He said, our players have no issues with what I said moving forward. So he apparently talked to his guys about this and is like, look, I was just being brutally honest. Hope you can respect me for that. And we're going to continue forward this season. This is a point where I would not be at all surprised, and we'll ask Sam Panayotovich this on Friday, because he is an Illinois alumni, whether he thinks that that team is going to just basically cash it in right now.
See, there's two paths. As much as I would want to rip on him for that and say, you can't say that, I would argue he can't say that. But the other side of it, Trey, is stuff I've heard Coach Sark say. There's things he says where he's trying not to say the talent's not good enough.
But Bielema specifically criticized the offensive line on Monday when he said, quote, I don't believe we have a player in the 2-deep that they've recruited here over the past 3 years that is really significant doing anything for us in the playing department.
Yep, see, and you can't say it that way.
And Steve Sarkisian, he could say something very similar about his offensive line. But he tries to protect those guys when he's speaking on the record.
Steve Sarkisian this week talked about somebody who played on the offensive line and said, you can't expect that they were going to get the whole game. We're rearranging things. We're going to be shuffling it up. He's trying to protect a little bit more because that's what essentially by saying I'm going to spend the rest of the year shuffling my offensive line, it is kind of speaking to talent, but he's not specifically doing it like that.
Yeah, he did so with a little bit of tact.
Yes.
Which Brett Bielema has lacked for much of his head coaching career.
Shocking to me, by the way.
I know.
I mean, he's always felt like the most tactful guy.
Next thing, he's going to start headbutting those guys to try and inspire them before games, a la Tom Herman.
He really does have that. Those two guys should be on a staff together. They really do feel like they have that same mindset.
You could at least guarantee like a Buddy Ryan, Kevin Gilbride moment. Or one is going after the other, trying to punch the other one out.
Tell you what Brett Bielema does have, though. He might have one of the greatest outkick your coverage wife moments in college football right now. You've right. seen Brett, don't you remember the Brett Bielema wife story? When Bielema. Somebody saw them in Vegas together, I want to say is where that started.
Wife.
Yeah, Brett Bielema's wife is attractive. Attractive.
Oh, that's not fair.
What do you mean that's not fair?
That's not fair that this fat guy gets her.
You see? These are the kind of reactions people have had when they see Brett Bielema's wife.
She must, you know, even though she's a 9 to 10 in pictures, she must be a 2 in the headspace department.
That's a dangerous sentence to start with, she must. You got to be careful where you follow that, but yeah, you might be right. What do
she's with that galoot.
What do those two talk about? I have no idea.
Making sure he doesn't put his full weight on her.
That's what they talk about
that
at
was
dinner.
Wrong. I'm sorry.
Come on, man. Good grief. Brett Bielema. I'd forgotten he was at Illinois until I saw him at the beginning of the year. Oh, yeah, Brett Bielema's still got a gig.
They've got two Yorkies, too. That's no, funny.
Of course they do.
Well, she owns that relationship, to her credit, I guess.
The other couple games, we mentioned Oklahoma State and Iowa State. One other game to maybe pay attention to. Is it the, could it be the Flirtation Bowl in Oxford? LSU at Ole Miss. Would he dare, Trey? Would Lane Kiffin dare to answer the phone from another SEC school and consider going? Is he going to do it?
He went from Tennessee to USC. He absolutely would do that.
But in conference, don't take a step out and come back, but literally go one to the other in the West?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's a very easy answer.
Oh, man.
Lane Kiffin is one of the most opportunistic people in sports.
I wonder where LSU is going to go, assuming that they feel like they have either discussed something with Jimbo and figured out where they're going to get an answer there, or they're just not going to discuss it officially, whatever. If they move on to others, who are the others? Like, who do they really want to look at?
They can and should be swinging for the fences, so I'm not going to be surprised to hear them inquiring about, like, let's say an Urban Meyer.
I was just about to say, would you want to call Urban and say, hey man, you want to get out of that NFL mess?
I bet if nothing else, they're having conversations about Art Briles, although at this point you do have to wonder if Art has been out for too long and it's something that would affect his ability. Oh, I agree. Ugh, it makes me cringe as well. They're probably considering guys like a Mario Cristobal. Dave Aranda may be in the equation too, especially if he can continue sustaining success.
Cristobal is an interesting idea. I've heard that argument as an evolved version of Ed Orgeron. Same type of idea,
yeah,
but a little more modern version of it. And he's not bringing random women to practice all the time.
Random women and their kids and letting them participate.
And their children, right, and let them have reps. Actually, one of those kids is who's gotten reps this week instead of Drew Locke, I think, for the Broncos. I think that's how that's worked. Orgeron's latest girlfriend's nephew is getting reps over Drew Locke, in case you're watching the game tonight.
Well, she is hot.
Yeah, apparently she's smoking.
I wonder if they try and reach out to Joe Brady just to try and reignite that magic from the national championship winning season. I don't think Joe Brady's going to go back to college football, though.
Could you?
I think he realizes just how much more work it is at the college level, especially as a head coach, having to placate to 17, 18-year-old kids all the time, suck up to 17 and 18-year-old kids to get them to commit to you.
It's not just that to me. It's the argument. In those days when people were discussing if Major Applewhite might make sense at Texas at one point, could LSU possibly hire a head coach that's never been a head coach? Like, that would be my question for them.
That's a tough one.
A program at that level, if you've never been a head coach, but then again, Lincoln Riley was never a head coach.
He is the example right. that you have to bring up. And by the way, Bob Stoops had not been a head coach before Oklahoma hired him either. Oklahoma is one of those schools that has found that lightning in a bottle. So maybe you talk to Oklahoma people and say, look, what was it that led you to being comfortable hiring these guys? Because let's remember, although John Blake, I guess, is an example of a dude that had not been a head coach before getting hired, they hired guys like Howard Schnellenberger that did not work
That's
out.
True.
Schnellenberger did have prior experience on the sidelines as a head coach. So what is it about these guys that you see? What is it about their personalities and or coaching styles that has you comfortable hiring them because you believe that they're going to be successful in that position?
Do you think the big dogs still make Bob Stoops say no? Anybody still call him? If you're LSU, do you just, for the heck of it?
He is back. He probably is back in the conversation, if nothing else, just because he is visible once again on the Fox pregame show on Saturdays. But I don't know how realistic a candidate he is. I feel like he is okay making millions of dollars a year and not having to deal with the pressures that come along with being a head coach at the college level.
LSU at Ole Miss is the 2:30 CBS game. I think I'd pay a little money to hear what those two coaches will talk about at midfield before that game gets started. All right, coming up, it's October 21st. We will tell you why it matters to us, including a birthday that has me admitting that, yeah, I really do find her attractive. Do you have people like this in your life? We're going to talk about it on the Horn.
Shirts and Skins.
Ah, or should I say, ooh. Werewolves of London, ladies and gentlemen. The legendary Warren Zevon. Were you raised on this too? Look at you. Look at Isaiah in there.
Oh, I was raised on everything, man.
That's awesome. This is one of those, man, talk about a signature kind of song. So good. So good.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Zevon. The late Warren Zevon, I believe.
Yeah. What was his guns song? Guns, Lawyers, and Money or something?
I think you're right. Yeah,
that's
I think that was it. Yeah, he's a that was a legitimate, genuine article, if there ever was one, Mr. Warren Zevon. Isaiah Collier producing for us today. All kinds of different stuff out there. There's not many people that are producing a sports talk show and getting you some early Christina Aguilera and some prime Warren Zevon in the same show. But he did that. Plus he raised you some Christopher Cross earlier. And that's bold. That is bold. Kind of like this segment ends up being sometimes, especially when someone is willing to admit something a little bit embarrassing. Let's go Why Today Matters, October 21st.
Why Today Matters, brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialist. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialist. 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
All right, so I'm going to try to drag all of you into my embarrassing world. I'll admit mine. You try to admit yours if you can think of it. So today is the 41st birthday of Kim Kardashian. And when a lot of people hear the name Kim Kardashian, it looks like they're smelling bad onions. It looks like they're about to get violently ill. But I have a very different reaction. I love Kim Kardashian. I have always loved Kim Kardashian. I like looking at her. I don't mind hearing her talk and speak. And it's not like I haven't heard the woman recite a book or anything, but every time I see her, and I don't watch the show, let me be clear. I'm not like a fan of that show or anything, but every time I see her, I think she's attractive. I watched SNL because she hosted. The way she looks in clothes, the pictures on the internet, the caboose and the curves and the workout stuff, and I'm into Kim Kardashian. I admit it. So the question is there a famous person that you're almost ashamed to say you're attracted to? Because mine would be Kim Kardashian. I'm out there. Isaiah? Trey?
Zay?
Anybody willing to admit one?
See, I'm with the Kim Kardashian. I'm a Khloe guy myself, but
okay.
I like Kim.
I don't feel like that's big of a limb you're going
it's not,
out on.
It's
right
really
now.
Not, especially with where I'm about to go.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Diane Keaton.
Whoa.
That's my woman. Yo, something's got to give. Change my life. When she's juggling Keanu Reeves and Jack Nicholson.
Oh, that is
Jack Nicholson, I mean.
Awesome.
Come on now.
Dude, if they could have just cast Jack Nicholson in that movie, it would have been even better.
I'll tell you what's going to give if you and Diane Keaton hook up. Her hip.
Yo, she's in this new
She's really old. She's in this new
Justin Bieber video, and he's twirling her around. She can still go.
Huh.
Annie Hall can still go.
There was something about that.
I'm a fan of hers.
Something about that look of hers back in the day. A woman just a certain type of woman that could just like walk in wearing a dude's hat and a tie, and then somehow you were like, wait a minute, that's really a, how is she doing that?
Annie Hall look that got me.
Oh, that wasn't
what got you. It was definitely the something's got to give movie.
She was good in that though. You're right.
Oh man,
they painted her in such a way where you kind of were like, okay.
Yeah, Keanu's like sniffing her neck and stuff. It's crazy. it's wild. It's a wild sight.
Okay.
Trying to think of who that would be for me. I think I have it.
All right.
Ryan Gosling.
All right. There you go. Ryan Gosling. So now, okay. Because Ryan Gosling's a pretty human being.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling's an attractive person.
Uh-huh.
You're almost ashamed to say you're attracted to him. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see it, though. See, that one doesn't surprise me. Ryan Gosling's a good-looking dude.
Mm-hmm. He is.
No women you'd like to throw into this category, or because he doesn't feel like he's on. I don't feel like you're going there. Again, I'm going to say what you said to me. That's not that far out on a limb.
All right, there is one woman. My mother.
Oh my God. Now, you try. Why would you take a fun little game and completely turn it into something sick? Why would you do that?
Because you guys are talking about these women that it's embarrassing to be attracted to, and these attractive women. Yeah, Kim Kardashian, her family's a bit of a dumpster fire. Do I, as somebody who is more Armenian than anything else, kind of wish the Turks had been a little bit better at what it was they were trying to do in the early 1900s so that we didn't have to worry about the Kardashian family? Maybe in a small way I do, just a small way, as somebody who's Armenian, whose family had to deal with the consequences of that genocide. But at the same time, I recognize that she is attractive. I realize that she's got the badonkadonk. I realize that there are plenty of other dudes who find her attractive as well.
All right, I'm just
I, as somebody who am listening to you guys make these embarrassing confessions about these really attractive women that you find attractive, then I've got to jerk it into the cornfield.
I got you.
Fair enough. Sound right when it was coming out of my mouth, but point taken nonetheless.
That rephrasing might be good there. I see what you're saying. You're saying I wasn't that far out on a limb. When you heard me say that, it was like I was saying, all right, I'll admit it, I'm attracted to Pam Anderson. Is that what you heard me say?
Carney Wilson. Okay, you got me there.
Hey, now the Carney Wilson Playboy shoot, that wasn't bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember the Carney Wilson Playboy pictures?
The original Adele, if you will.
Not bad. Not bad.
Less singing talent.
At all. I just saw one on TV earlier. I don't know if this would be an embarrassing one, but the girl in the State Farm commercial throwing all the meat up at the butcher shop. Was it what you called her? Maya? Is that what you said her name is? She's got kind of this weird, nerdy butcher. Kind of a weird, nerdy butcher hotness. No? Is that what embarrassing to admit?
She looks like every girl you see in Austin just walking down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe she's familiar to me. Maybe that's what it is. Hey, I know her. Maybe that's probably what it is.
I've got one that would probably qualify. Okay. Maya Rudolph. If you're like really attracted to Maya Rudolph, very funny. But you don't look at her and be like, oh, she is drop dead gorgeous.
Maya Rudolph has times with me where, yeah, I'm really attracted to her.
Me too.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It says, not necessarily embarrassing, but Padme Lakshmi is the hottest woman on the planet.
She was literally a supermodel.
Yeah, no, that's not embarrassing.
I think our gauge of like embarrassing attractions is a little bit askew here.
Someone else, and then the same person, also Tom Brady. Okay, now you're playing the game the right way. Annette Bening, Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette may qualify, but she was also attractive in my opinion.
Patricia Richardson from Home Improvement. That's not embarrassing. That's a good looking woman.
By the way, Ma Elling just texted the private text line. I heard that. Sorry, Mom.
Uh-huh. Why would this one be embarrassing? Karen from Will and Grace. That's an attractive woman. How are you ashamed of that? Megan Mullally?
Specifically that character.
Maybe it's the character.
Who is despicable and has the annoying voice as well, but I agree. She's moderately attractive, at least.
All right, one of our listeners just won the game. Don Knotts. Well done. Don Knotts. Woo. That's funny.
I really am racking my brain. There's got to be somebody out there that is like, yeah, she's not that great, but there's something about her that I really dig.
All right, see, here's another one. All right. Miley Cyrus. Again, is Miley Cyrus... Miley Cyrus to me is attractive.
No, Miley Cyrus in modern times...
Is that an embarrassing attractive?
With that gruff, like, 65-year-old waitress at the honky tonk who's been chain smoking for 45 years with the very asexual haircut that she has going on now and the choice in style, which is akin to the baggy thing that Billie Eilish is going with. I'll give you that one, Texter.
There you go. This says I'm 43 and the old lady Lisa from Housewives of Beverly Hills is so hot. There you go.
Well, you've got a string of those, though. You're talking about sleeping with Betty White at the age of 97. Betty White, who may at some point have been I mean, she's just really old now.
She is really old now.
But she looks
still,
it.
She's still Betty White now. That's the key. Tom, Tennis Tom says, pre-op, pre-plastic surgery, Joan Rivers and Penny Marshall. I believe Penny Marshall's dead, Tom.
Kevin Dunn.
But other than that, I know what you're saying.
KD just texted Monica Seles. Now, that's a good one right there.
That's a very
Monica
good one.
Monica Seles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of, from that world, Martina Hingis. There was always something about her I was attracted to.
Kevin's nodding now, too, because he was a Hingis guy as well.
Okay.
Martina Hingis. She had her moments now.
Did she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She had her moments.
Because she was very gummy.
You had to be... There's some things you had to understand. Some things you had to deal with.
Y'all remember Rebecca Lobo?
Yes.
Yeah,
on the list?
Man.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Good for you.
Climb that tree with ease.
Thoughts on Brittany Griner?
Fantastic. Oh,
man. She'll dunk on me, that's for sure. But anything else, I'm sure.
She will dunk on you. She will dunk on you. Somebody, speaking of basketball, somebody texted in Doris Burke.
Oh, yeah.
Doris is not, that's not an embarrassing admission. Yeah, Doris is great.
Especially if she's talking hoops. I'm sorry, that'll get way attractive. Well, it's like
she's already attractive, and then she starts talking hoops, and then you're even more attracted to her. It's like that girl that you start back in the day when you're a single guy, you start talking to that girl at the bar or whatever, then you realize you have the same favorite band. And it's like, oh, wow, you're even more attractive now.
I think Isaiah and I both had the same question. I think I'll ask it. Are you sure you know who Doris Burke is?
The blonde sideline reporter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Is she not attractive?
I think she is.
I don't watch a ton of NBA, but I feel like the little bit that I've seen her.
I'm glad to hear you say it. I just don't feel like most fans would immediately go to that. It sounds like to me you're talking about Malika Andrews or an Aaron Andrews or somebody like that. I don't think most people look at Doris Burke and immediately think she's attractive.
Speaking of, probably on my list, Ramona Shelburne.
Ah, now that's what I'm talking about. That's well done. Well done. Well, well done.
Couldn't even keep a straight face there.
Good stuff. We've really had a journey in this segment. I'm so glad I brought this up. We started with the Kim Kardashian, and you're right, it might not be deep level, but then we got deep level. That's very well done.
Well, we're definitely a bunch of chauvinists now, if we weren't already.
Oh, I don't think that's what that means. Amy Schumer, Amy Schumer and Ronda Rousey have now been mentioned on the text.
Ronda Rousey doesn't qualify. Amy Schumer, yeah, that qualifies.
Yeah, Amy's pretty.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
And not funny, too.
Ooh, no, that's a whole nother discussion. Oh, my God. Kimmy Gibbler 2020. Have you seen Kimmy Gibbler in the last year or so? Kimmy Gibbler 2020. I love that someone would admit that.
She still looks very similar, although she's a woman now. She still looks like Kimmy Gibbler when she was 12. Looks like the same exact person.
Somebody texted in this one like it's a tough one to admit. Catherine Zeta-Jones. Yeah, go ahead and sit down on that one. Calm down. Catherine Zeta-Jones, really?
I will only give you that one if Catherine Zeta-Jones is cucking for you hooking up with Sean Connery.
Oh,
that's the only way you get that one.
My God. And I understand. I think the main part of the Kim Kardashian thing is obviously with her, it's not the looks. It's the personality, the show. I feel like all of that makes people not like her, which is why I always get the bad reaction when I say, man, I dig Kim Kardashian. They always go, ah.
That's more about the negative impact she's had on society.
I think you're right. Yes, you're right about that.
Her and her family.
All right, there's some where we at. That's some Why Today Matters. Where we at in society was earlier in the show. Up next, you got some stems and seeds. We'll get you ready for a big night of sports and get you ready for RBKD. I believe Mr. Kevin Dunn is back in the house today. They will be talking talking Texas in the off week and a lot of stuff coming up, so keep it right here. Plus, it's a special night if you love Texas basketball. We'll give you the details one more time coming up on The Horn.
Shirts and Skins.
Isaiah Call, you're producing today.
I thought this was going to be...
I thought I should have been dressed for Jazzercise. I wasn't exactly sure what this was. What do you got, Isaiah?
It's that Waterfront Home.
What?
Waterfront Home. I feel like it's a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it.
Never heard.
Waterfront Home. Isaiah Collier bringing all different music to us today. He hit a range today. Fantastic work as always from Isaiah. He's trying to help us with our Supreme Lending picks. We'll see if that works out. We did that earlier in the hour, trying to bounce back from a 2-3. Before we get you to stems and seeds, let me just tell you real quick about Coors Light. You know I love my Coors Light. Rocky Mountain cold goodness. Your off week, Texas fans, get stocked up for those remaining five games. If you are too busy, I understand, but you can get it delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart, so check that out. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado, reminds you to celebrate responsibly. Get your DD or get your ride share or just do what I do and drink where you sleep. Even though it's weird weeks this week, we do have some college and pro football worth checking out, and it's always worth checking out with Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. All right, just about done on a Thursday.
Let's fire off the Stems and Seeds music because we have a special guest in studio that we're going to finish things off with.
Hit it! No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Brought to you by AV Consultations, 255-8678, or go to avconsultations.com. Another guest in studio, Trey.
Yes, the very special, the great Bucky Godbolt. You are never here at this time. What's going on today?
Well, is the great Jeff Ward been here again at this time?
He was here a couple days ago.
He was not here.
Into that microphone that you're on now.
2 days ago.
With the same puffer that's right there. Was it still on there, too?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was speaking into that microphone an hour ago. So you are inhaling.
We don't change these out anyway.
You're inhaling greatness right now.
What you should have is, don't you change these out, or are we just all speaking to the same puffer?
Well, that's the community puffer. I have my own puffer on this microphone here.
I have my puffer. Don't you have your own puffer?
I do. I have a little yellow one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yours is the yellow one.
Yeah, the little yellow one belongs to me. Yes.
Okay.
That during the weekend, when I come back here on Mondays, generally, it's still on there from my drawer.
Ah.
You can't hide anything here.
I see. Yeah, no, don't leave anything.
I like the outfit today.
I had a little luncheon with some lawyers.
Oh, some lawyers.
Yes.
Thinking of suing Pop-Tarts?
Thinking about suing everybody in sight if I have to.
Okay.
After this weekend.
All right.
I'm ready for everybody.
All right.
He's going to sue them all. He's going to sue them all.
Not one, not two, but all of them.
Bucky, Denver and Cleveland tonight. Do you care at all?
No, not really. I have to get my rest. I'm old. Old people need sleep.
Okay.
Yeah, you've really slowed up since what happened last Friday, too.
I have. I'm now officially scared again.
Scared?
Scared straight, yes.
Scared straight?
Yes.
Are you getting rid of ice cream at night? Is this done now?
It's over.
Oh,
all of it? Did you get out of the house? What are you doing?
There's nothing in there sugary.
Well, no, Joyce and I have been trying to steer you in the right direction for a couple years now.
I got the Twizzlers still in the plastic tin and ready to go, but I dare not touch the Twizzlers either.
That's what your biggest problem has been. You've been eating like just red candy rope for years?
I've been eating rope forever.
Wow.
Nothing wrong with a little rope now, every now and then, right?
Wrong with taking down some rope, huh?
So they told me there is something wrong with the rope. The rope is the hardest of all. On the vessel, so
it just depends. It's all about finding that point of moderation and going to Dairy Queen and jamming a chocolate shake every couple of nights. That's not going to cut it for you anymore at this ripe old age.
Well, I think if you have a Blizzard, that's fine. But if you have their Blizzard and then their Nutty Buddy in one hand and the Blizzard in the other, and you're doing both, it's not going
to
work.
Well, now wait a second. You need to take advantage of this guy sitting over here next to you. Not only are you and Trey friends, but you have access to him and his sick, wonderful food stuff. There's probably like a substitute for Twizzlers that's made with almond butter and fig sprouts that he could get you and you'd be fine.
Closest to that is garlic butter. So that's what I'm now. I'm into garlic butter.
That is not the same thing at all.
No, but I'm also going to. I want to have a Thanksgiving of gluttony on Thanksgiving.
Oh, come on,
including
Bach.
Greens, sweet potato pie, candy yams, the whole work, everything but chitlins. I want to do all of that. So my moderation now is no hamburgers with buns, hamburger without the bun.
There you go.
That's what I have to do.
So you're working towards Thanksgiving.
I'm working now towards Thanksgiving. And even my Waterloo water that says sparkling water, but does have a hint of lime in it.
Uh-huh.
That means there's some sugar in there somewhere, correct?
I don't know if there's a hint of sugar, but there are artificial flavors that may not be great for you either.
They got to go. Once again, I want to thank Mark Honig for saving me, helped save my life last week.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes, good to see Bucky as always. RBKD's coming up next.